teen girl may have been dismembered by migrant drug dealer while still alive. By Chris Tomlinson on March 7, 2019. One of the most shocking reports to come out of the trial for the murder of Italian teen Pamela Mastropietro is that she may have been dismembered while still alive. The revelations come following testimony from Vincenzo Marino, a key witness in the trial of Nigerian drug dealer Innocent Osaghale, who was accused of killing the Italian 18-year-old last year, Il Giornale reports. Marino had been detained in prison at the same time as Osaghale and claimed to have overheard him admit to the murder. Marino said that the Nigerian drug dealer stabbed the Italian teen immediately after having sex with her. They had a fight, they pushed, Osaghale stabbed her in the liver, and after a first stab Pamela fell to the ground, he said. The witness went on to add that following the initial stabbing, Osaghale left the scene to fetch another man to help him dispose of Mastropietro's body and then returned home, convinced him that Pamela was dead and started dismembering from the foot. The Nigerian is then alleged to have stabbed the teen again after she allegedly tried to cry out. According to Marino, Osaghale did not name who his accomplice was. He had washed the body with bleach because it would not have been known if she had died of an overdose or murdered, he said. He said there was a sack in the fridge to put the pieces in, but they did not fit in there and that he had to cut it and put it in two suitcases, Marino added. The suitcases, which were left on the side of the road, were discovered in February last year in the Italian commune of Pollenza, sparking a national uproar and provoking a mass shooting attempt targeting migrants by 28-year-old Luca Traini, who allegedly knew the victim. Several months later, another Italian teen, Desiree Mariottini, was found dead following an overdose in Rome. Prosecutors arrested several migrant men in connection with her death, accusing them of raping the 16-year-old and purposely causing her to fatally overdose on drugs. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.